I strongly feel this morning just about the Holy Spirit, and I hope that I don't spend much time talking and then maybe a bit more time for us, for all of us to try and experience what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Last week we opened and we spoke about the person of the Holy Spirit, that he's not just the other guy, you know, in the Trinity. He's just not the other guy. He's not just a guy, you know, but actually he is God. And that's really important, that he's just not a jag. He's just another guy. He's actually God. And also that it was really important for Christ to go. And he says that it is to your advantage that I go, because then I will send you somebody who's going to be able to walk with you. Who knows? And we spoke about one of the things that he does is that he's an advocate. Who knows that if you get a summons to appear in court, what is the first thing that you do? You panic first. You know, you have a quick panic. And then you say to yourself, I need to find a what?
Lawyer.
A lawyer. And why do we need to find a lawyer? Yes. So they can fight for you, because they've actually gone to school. They've studied 4 years. Just like if you're not well, where do we go if we're not well?
To the doctor.
So if you are in trouble with the law, you need a lawyer. And that person then comes and begins to advocate on your behalf. That is why they don't sit behind you. They sit next to you in court. Your worship, please feel sorry for them, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually the judge might say, all right, look, because I feel sorry for you, you're out. But this is the work that the Holy Spirit does. And I cannot stress how important it is for us to not try and do life by ourselves in our own strength. Because what happens is that when we do things in our own strength, the likelihood is that we are going to crash into walls. Also, we are going to get tired, because it becomes very burdensome. So we definitely need somebody who's going to be alongside us, who's going to fight with us. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. That is why the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives is very, very important. And so the title of the message today is The Holy Spirit, the Secret Weapon. Last week it was the Holy Spirit, my advantage, because the Lord said it's to your advantage that I go. But this week it's the Holy Spirit is the secret weapon. And why is he the secret weapon? So we go, Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8, it says, once he was eating with them, and this is obviously Jesus, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, it says, remember the Lord had said to them, look, wait, do not leave. So that's number one. Do not leave Jerusalem and wait. It says, on the day of Pentecost, and so this is the day that he says, do not leave. While the believers were meeting together in one place, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. It is just, you can imagine what it was like. It was a Qantas Airbus A380 outside there, and the jets just go on. That's what it probably felt like, just that big sound coming through. And then it says, then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Now, this is very important. It says, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability, later on the people that were in that community, as it was, as the people that were in the community, they began to hear their languages being spoken. So Jews from different parts heard their language being spoken and they were surprised. And so this is that thing where it says, they began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning that, Lord, we are speaking this morning about the person of the Holy Spirit and his ministry in our lives. And that, Lord, the Holy Spirit is our secret weapon, that we're not meant to do this life alone. That, Lord, even though you left and the disciples were worried and you said, I will not leave you alone, I will send you somebody who will be with you. You said you would send us the help. And so, Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. This thing about a helper is so important. Somebody who's going to come alongside you. Somebody who's going to come just in your life and just be there so you don't feel frustrated. You know, last week we spoke about, you know, another name for, he says, I'll send another helper. And one of the words for another was in Greek was allos, which means, which speaks of another one, but of the same sort or kind. So he's saying that I'm going to send somebody, and this is just a repeat of what I spoke on last week. I'm going to send somebody that is the exact kind as me, that is equally God as I am. He'll be to you what I've been to you. So just as Jesus was speaking and talking, he's going to send somebody else that is going to come in, is going to speak to the people, walk with the disciples, guide them when they need some guidance. Whatever it is that they did with Jesus, they could do with this Holy Spirit. And the good thing you see is that, like we said, Jesus was restricted by location in the human form. He was restricted by, he couldn't be in Caratha, he couldn't. But the Holy Spirit can be everywhere, every time. And that is why he says, it's better for you because now all the time I am with the Lord. If I am in the kitchen, the Lord is there. At work, the Lord is there through the Holy Spirit. He's there. He's there with me. If I have a problem, I can whisper and say, Holy Spirit, could you help me out here? And of course, he's not a genie in a bottle, you know, that you can then just begin to say, Holy Spirit, hocus pocus. He's not that. But he's there to genuinely help us when we are struggling with things. That advocate is there. He intercedes on our behalf when we don't know what to do. Because there will, if there haven't been situations in life where you don't know what to do, it is my responsibility to tell you that there will come a day that you will not know what to do. And sometimes when those days come, the one thing we want to do is to be able to pray. And the Holy Spirit is there interceding on our behalf. Imagine what it must have been like to walk with Jesus as his disciples and to abide in his presence and to see all these crazy things happening. We had, you know, people being that were blind being healed, ladies with an issue of being, everybody that he encountered was just being healed left, right, and center. And so with all that happening and him saying that I am the Messiah, I have come to set things in order, now these guys are faced with life without him. And so they obviously begin to panic. But he says, don't worry, guys. I'm going to send you somebody who's going to walk this journey with you so that you do not have to be alone. It's quite easy for people that, for all of us here, because we've been given brains to think, we can over-rely on our brains. We can over-rely. Education is great, but sometimes, you see, we can become so technical that there is less reliance on the Holy Spirit because, you know what, I know this. Lord, you didn't do accounting. I did it. You know, I went to uni. Lord, you didn't go to university to do accounting or medicine. I know it all. And so we can get stuck in our technical knowledge and this over-reliance that we have on our abilities, that we fail to comprehend what the Holy Spirit can actually do for us if we get out of the way and begin to involve Him in our everyday life. It could be in your business. You got the know-how. You know, Lord, I've been doing business for 20-odd years. Don't tell me anything. I know what I'm doing. But because sometimes we get in our own way, we don't therefore realize that we have an advocate beside us. It's just like pitching up to court, and then when the lawyer is starting to speak on my behalf, I say, you know what, keep quiet. Let me speak on my own behalf. You pay so much money for the lawyers because they're not cheap. You pay a lot of money for the lawyers. They're not cheap. And, of course, the really good ones, you're paying in the thousands of dollars a day. So that means that when I get in court, the best thing I can do is to do what? Yes, I was going to use another word, but, you know, keep quiet works very well. And so we need to understand what the Lord did for us here is that there was a beautiful exchange that took place. I'm sending somebody who's exactly like me. He'll be to you what I have been to you. This beautiful exchange. And what the one thing we should not do is to, let's not take for granted what we have available. Because it is easy to become blasé and to treat the extraordinary as ordinary. Who knows that when you buy a brand new vehicle, you look after that, you are very mindful of who steps in there. I know I am. Very careful. But then after a year or 2 years, whatever, it's just a car after all. And so it's very easy for us to get blasé with the things of the Lord, to become very familiar and just think that it's absolutely nothing. The Holy Spirit is a big deal in our lives. And I wouldn't want us to do life without a reliance on the Spirit of God. And for us to be yielded to the Spirit of God in our lives, where we cede control of our lives to the Spirit of God. Because as we do that, as He has control of us, then God is able to do more in our lives. Amen? You're super quiet? You see, the Holy Spirit knows things that we don't. And God is intimately involved and interested in our lives. When I was at the University of Wollongong, I started off tutoring in economics. And normally what would happen is that you get an allocation of hours. They give you a certain allocation of hours. And back, because then I was doing a Master of Applied Economics, and so then I was able to tutor, you know, like lower first year, second year, third year students. But they would give you an allocation of hours, maybe 20 hours, maybe 10 or 15 hours a week, and then you get that for the whole semester. But then at the end of the semester, you wouldn't have a job. You would then have to check out again and ask for more work the following semester. And so I was coming to a point in my life where Lord, I need a full-time job. I need a full-time job, and this was just a lecturing thing that was very seasonal. And so what happened is that I had this gentleman that I used to just chat with throughout, And that was about it. That was just, it was just hello, 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 just to greet him in the halls as we would go, as we would go in the Department of Commerce. And so one day I'm sitting in the in the tutor's room, and a thought just came. And the thought came like a whisper. It was, call that person and ask him for a job. Should I call that person? No. Should I? Shouldn't I? Who is that? It was just, it's like a whisper. And a thought came through. Should I do this? I said, all right, I'll do it. Picked up the phone. What do I have to lose? Picked up the phone. Da 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 da. Hi. Hi. You have the pleasantries. And then I said, I just wanted to check whether there's any jobs going. And the guy just said, oh, just leave it with me. I'll come back to you. The next day or 2 days later, I had an interview for the University of Wollongong College. And there I got a job, started, then I a very simple interview, and I got a job to lecture in accounting and economics first year. And all I'm saying is that the way the Holy Spirit is interested in our lives is just, it came to me as a whisper. Now, a thought. So, ding, the thought came in. But what I did was that I questioned that to say, is that just me? And I don't know about you, but perhaps there are times where you felt just a thought drop in your head. Do this or do that, or call this person. And you thought, that's just me, can't be. And you leave it. And this is the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When I was overseas earlier this year, I was at my friend's place, and I was up early, and I was watching a Daystar TV, and Marcus Lamb was preaching. And he was talking about a girl had come to their church, had come to a church. A family had come to the church, and they were new in the area. They had come eventually, and this family would, you know, they would come every Sunday, maybe. And then after a while, they stopped coming. And one day, they get a phone call to say that, oh, look, our child, our daughter is sick and is in hospital in a coma. Could you please send one of the pastors to go and pray for them? And so what they did was that they sent somebody along. And so that pastor goes there, and there was nobody else in the room but this young lady, all hooked up to machines and all of that. This guy did not know what to do. No idea. He didn't know what to do. And so he did the best thing he could. He just started praying in tongues. And so he goes on, prayed in tongues. And then eventually says, all right, that's it. My shift is done. And then he leaves. The family comes in. And then this girl comes back to consciousness. And then she said, who was praying for me? And so they started looking at them around to each other, thinking, oh, nobody was praying for you. And they said, there was somebody praying for me, and he was praying in fluent German. And these were German people. Let's not underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives. When we allow that ministry of the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and to do things where we have no clue of what to do, we can rely on Him. When you are faced with things in your life, you can rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to minister to you. Amen. I'll just have Catherine and Damien, if we can just start. Just, I want the keys and the guitar. Okay, so we'll just, nice and soft. So in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 1, he says, but you will receive power. Now, the Greek word for power is the word dunamis. And dunamis is used 120 times in the New Testament. And so this word refers to strength, power, or ability. And this is the root word for where we get the, in English, dynamite, dynamo, and dynamic. You know, I recall a time when I was at university and we were going to a church in Adelaide called Clear Vision, yes, with Pastor Ray Ledger, Pastor Ray and Demi Ledger. What they did, this is early 2000s. So what they did as part of their ministry at church, they would go every Friday to Glenelg in Adelaide and dish out, these were the pamphlet giving days, where you'd go out and give out pamphlets. And one of the things we would do is that, you know, as you're giving out pamphlets, you're talking to people about the Lord. Very, very confronting, even for the, you know, you're so scared and just having to stop people who are having a good time in Glenelg. You say, oh, can I speak to you about the Lord? You know, some would just keep walking, but others would engage with you and there'd be opportunities where, you know, you could just talk to them about God in a non-threatening manner. And I recall a time where there was a guy, a man, and his leg, I mean, he had two legs, of course, but one was not as long as the other. One was shorter, sorry, than the other. And I recall we said, is it okay if we pray for you? And we began to pray for this man. And there was what we saw, now, this is for real, is that we saw that, you know, his legs becoming the same length. This was a man who probably walked with a bit of a hobble, but after that we prayed. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. Now, I know that perhaps nowadays we don't do that. We don't put ourselves out there like we used to in the old days. We have retreated to the comforts of the church. You know, I say that with as much kindness as I can muster. I think one of the key things you see is that this is the church, it's quite easy for it to become our cave, where all of a sudden we shield ourselves from the life that is out there. And so we have forgotten the power that is available through the Holy Spirit. So dunamis can refer to inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts or puts forth. That power that raised Christ from the dead resides in you and I. Not that we can then just go around shooting everybody and say, you know, that it's not about us. It's about what the Lord wants to do. We do not live the Christian life in our own power, but with God's power. It is God's ability that makes us that will make us able to accomplish a lot of things in our lives. To accomplish anything of value in our personal lives and in the life of this church, for we know that apart from Him, we cannot do anything. And so I think with everybody standing this morning, as we just bring this to a close, just two scriptures, and then I'm going to provide an opportunity for just for the Holy Spirit to move. Ephesians 5, 15 to 18 says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's not just a one-time thing. It is a continuous thing. Because you see, the more gin and tonics that I drink in, I might have one glass. That'll be nice. Then I'll have another. And another. And another. Maybe by the time I get to 10 nice glasses of gin and tonic, all of a sudden, you know, I'll be walking differently. I'll be definitely talking differently. I'll be very, very happy. Now I'm controlled by the gin and tonic. Then all of a sudden, I somehow start to feel free to say whatever it is I feel like saying with no inhibition. I start rattling things off. And so this is why this scripture is important. It's talking about, instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the more of the Holy Spirit, and this is a continuous thing, is that means He has more control over my life. And now I'm beginning to walk in sync with what God wants to do in my life. I am now walking in sync because He's in control of my life. And Luke 11, verse 9 to 13 says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." And it goes on to say, "You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead?" Perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Starburst, you'd give them. Very nice. But, or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. And he says, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? And I just want us in this space and time that we have, just if you could have our arms apart, just hands like this. And I'll ask this morning that from where you are sitting, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to come and just to, and I know, and just to fill your life, just to bring renewal. Just to pour in, just to pour in, just like as He's pouring, you know, as we're pouring something like decanting from a Coke bottle into a glass. It's just, imagine that is what is happening. Just a renewal and a pouring in. Oh Lord God, fill us up this morning. Fill us up with Your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we would yield to Your Holy Spirit. We would yield to the fellowship. We would yield and we would yield to Your Holy Spirit and what He wants to do in our lives.